Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
Some people are scared of zombies or vampires, but the thing that scares black people the most are niggas and nigger moments. Tom Dubois was as far from a nigger as a black man could be. Distinctly, I knew that every black man's spirit is weakened during a nigger moment.
What the? Oh, come on, you nincompoop! You can't do that! Hey! Come on!
A nigger moment can happen to any black man at any time.
Hey! That was my space! I had my blinker on and everything!
Fuck you, punk-ass, bougie-ass, hook-ass nigga! I'll beat your motherfucking sadity-ass nigga! Don't never in your life ever try to holler at me, nigga! Fuck with me, nigga, I'll be done pop the trunk on your bitch-ass nigga! Get my motherfucking Uzi, nigga!
What did you say, nigga?
You know what, motherfucker? Eat a dick, nigga! I'm tired as motherfucker!
Oh, yeah! Look at you! You was popping all that good shit a second ago, then you got kicked in your chest! You eat a dick, nigga! You eat a dick!
Oh, oh my God! Sir, are you okay? Who did this to you? What did he look like? Did anyone see who accosted this man?
Now, Mrs. Wong, let me ask you a question.
What's good, Nyaka?
Excuse me, Mr. Dubois?
Well, I said,
What's really good?
Is there something really good you'd like to share with the court, Mr. Dubois?
Fuck your court, nigga!
Mr. Dubois!
Fuck your court, nigga! Fuck your court! Lady Liberty's got balls! What good, nigga?
Sir, is it true you were a crack cocaine dealer for 7 years?
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
There! I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, fifth. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. I have a secret document that I think you need to say.
Of you all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month. But...
Oh!
Your niggas need straps, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Weed, you need that, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Dope, coke, crack, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Holla when you need it, my price, you can't beat it.
Yeah, let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I'd get a sheepskin coat. If I can move through packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope, tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Needed the love it, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me.
I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love with the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I 4-5 'em. Kill a nigga on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little nigga Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'ma ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time flies.
The underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love with the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end, lose is lose, win is win. This is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, the full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, nigga, now listen to gang.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now I'm fucking with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent, and she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range, thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes when his kid's starving. Pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion? I love you,
ma. And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated the love with the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead and be me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really,
really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. It's just between you and me. In between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight, you can't see the sun at night. First thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer, but hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. It doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved, hasn't said an unkind word, treats me fine. So, I worship the sun, but I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite. I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Asking, you know, trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors, do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. And most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. Not nice. And it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. You know, your sister needs an operation on her crotch. Your brother was arrested for defecating in a mall. But most of all, you'd really like to fuck that hot little redhead down at the convenience store. You know, the one with the eye patch and the club foot. Huh? Can you pray for that? I think you'd have to. And I say, fine, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything. But what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan, gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? Doesn't it seem a little arrogant? It's a divine plan. What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine, but if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will? It's all very confusing. So to get around a lot of this, I decided to worship the sun. But, as I said, I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't fuck around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. For years, I asked God to do something about my noisy neighbor with the barking dog. Joe Pesci straightened that cocksucker out with one visit. It's amazing what you can accomplish with a simple baseball bat. So I've been praying to Joe for about a year now. And I noticed something. I noticed that all the prayers I used to offer to God and all the prayers I now offer to Joe Pesci are being answered at about the same 50% rate. Half the time I get what I want, half the time I don't. Same as God, 50-50. Same as the four-leaf clover and the horseshoe, the wishing well and the rabbit's foot. Same as the mojo man. Same as the voodoo lady who tells you your fortune by squeezing the goat's testicles. It's all the same, 50-50. So just pick your superstition, sit back, make a wish, and enjoy yourself. And for those of you who look to the Bible for moral lessons and literary qualities, I might suggest a couple of other stories for you. You might want to look at The Three Little Pigs. That's a good one. Has a nice, happy ending. I'm sure you'll like that. Then there's Little Red Riding Hood, although it does have that X-rated part where the big bad wolf actually eats the grandmother, which I didn't care for, by the way. And finally, I've often always drawn a great deal of moral comfort from Humpty Dumpty. The part I like the best, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's because there is no Humpty Dumpty and there is no God. None, not one, no God, never was. In fact, I'm gonna put it this way. If there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right? Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See, nothing happened. Oh, wait, got a little cramp in my leg. And my balls hurt. Plus, I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, huh? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you all very much. Joe bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have fun.
All right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Hope everyone doing great today, the whole nine. And you know, we just got back today from being in a seminar in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's a great seminar, man. But boy, seemed like everywhere I go lately this year, I be having them nigga moments, man. I had a nigga moment there, man. I told someone I'd punch him in the goddamn face. They don't get out my face. It'd be like that, man. And no one can resist a nigga moment. But that's all I'm going to say on it. Oh, yeah, but the nigga said he was going to report all of us, me, Akeem, Joey. He going to report us to the CIA because we be scamming. I was like, oh, teaching about the Constitution is a scam? Damn. I thought it was the highest law of the land. I thought it was enforceable as a contract in the courts. When someone breaches it, and they would have to pay you. So I'm going to take that challenge on, and I'm going to prove my point that they can't violate those damn Constitution. The Constitution could never be fraud. You know, I just don't understand where these people get these type of notions from. It's really crazy to me. But I guess I'm going to go over what I didn't get a chance to go over when I was doing the seminar this weekend. First of all, I want to read to y'all the definition of titles of nobility. They're not allowed to give out titles of nobility. They're not allowed to receive titles of nobility. And they've been using this shit against you for a while now. I don't think y'all really know that's what they've been doing. But here it is. Let me see. Let me see. Titles of nobility definition. All right. It says, Constitution specifies no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office or profit or trust under them shall, the consent of Congress, accept any present annulment, office, title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. So, it says also, the next one says, an order of men in several countries to whom privileges are granted at the expense of the rest of the people. The Constitution of the United States provides that no state shall grant any title of nobility, and no person can become a citizen of the United States until he has renounced all titles of nobility. Now, let me ask y'all something. According to what they just said, what about the birth certificate? What about the driver's license? Didn't they give you permission to drive and it's not given to everyone? That would be a title of nobility. What about a passport? A passport would be a type of title of nobility. Yeah. But y'all ain't never challenged them on that shit. Y'all never say, yo, you're not able to do that. This is why we're going to be teaching y'all how to sue these people. By the way, we got the Full Satisfaction and Claim webinar coming up this weekend. All y'all got to do is get in contact with my man, Akeem. He'll set you up with that. It's on his website. And not only am I going to teach you how to do Full Satisfaction and Claim, I'm also going to teach you how to do the lawsuit. And we're going to go over the enforcement letter that you send three times as administrative process. And then I'm going to finally go into, when that's over, time to take those three letters you sent plus the green cards and open up your case and sue whoever you gave full satisfaction of in a court to. We're going to go over that this weekend so y'all know how to sue anyone that y'all gave full satisfaction and claim to, coming this weekend. All right? It'll be wonderful to see all of y'all there. I can tell you it's going to be necessary for everyone who's interested in taking this journey with me to the end, to get to the millions and billions of dollars that's in your legis. Y'all going to have to really pick up and learn how to do these suits. Each suit is going to prepare us for the bigger suit until we take it all the way back to the county and get them billions of dollars out of that in legis. So, as I was saying before, that is the definition of a title of nobility, right? Now, dig this. This weekend, I actually did teach about enforcing an injunction or any of your constitutional protected rights, especially the right to travel unencumbered in your person, place, and property, right? So I did the whole, now, anyone who didn't make that seminar, you definitely want to pick it up. We're definitely going to be releasing that seminar right there, because I actually showed y'all how to sue in federal court against the state, right? Now, what I didn't do was I didn't give people how they add up the amount that they're going to be suing for. So I want you all to pull up 18 U.S.C. 3571. Hold on. When I pull it up, I'm going to put it in chat like I always do. You know how I do. 3571. All right. This is how you're going to get the actual amounts that they're going to have to pay you in federal court when you sue the state. All right. There it is. Open it up. And we're going to read this real quick, all right? Even though people are trying to start rumors, Jonah don't know how to read, ain't that a bitch? I'm the one who told everyone they was illiterate, and it was the pressure system that made us illiterate. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a real short show tonight. I'm probably only going to go to 8 o'clock, 8:15, because as you know, I just got back in town. Just got off the flight. I'm sleepy as fuck. But, you know, we'll have a full show Wednesday. Normally, I don't even get on today. Normally, I just play a old clip. But I decided to get on and holler at my peoples, the whole hindsight audience and the whole nine. You know what I mean? But anyway, 18 U.S.C. 3571. A, in general, a defendant who has been found guilty on offense may be sentenced to pay a fine. B, fines for individuals, except as provided in subsection E of this section, an individual who has been found guilty of an offense may be fined not more than the greatest of, number one, the amount specified in the law setting forth the offense. Number two, the applicable amount under subsection D of this section. Number three, for a felony, not more than $250,000. For a misdemeanor resulting in death, not more than $250,000. Five, for a Class A misdemeanor that does not result in death, not more than $100,000. Six, for a Class C misdemeanor that does not result in death, not more than $5,000. Or seven, an infraction, not more than $5,000, right? Okay. Then it goes on, C, fines for organizations, except as provided in subsection E of this section. An organization that has been found guilty of an offense may be fined not more than the greatest of the amount specified in the law setting forth the offense. Number two, the applicable amount under subsection D of this section. Number three, for a felony, not more than $500,000. That's a half a million, y'all. Number four, for a misdemeanor resulting in death, not more than $500,000. Number five, for a Class A misdemeanor that does not result in death, not more than $200,000. Six, for a Class B or C misdemeanor that does not result in death, not more than $10,000. And number seven, for an infraction, not more than $10,000. D, alternative fine based on gain or loss. If any person derives pecuniary gain from the offense, or if the offense results in pecuniary loss to the person other than the defendant may be fined not more than the greater of twice the gross gain or twice the gross loss, unless imposition of a fine under the subsection would unduly complicate and prolong the sentencing process. E, special rule for lower fines specified in substantive provisions. If a law setting forth an offense specifies no fine or a fine that is lower than the fine otherwise applicable under this section, and such law by specific reference exempts the offenses from the applicability of the fine otherwise applicable under this section, the defendant may not be fined more than the amount specified in the law setting forth the offense. All right, so these are the amounts. Now, there's other codes for the amounts. I'm going to bring up another one. And when I finally do this seminar on how to sue them for breaking your
rights protected by the Constitution, you'll see where all those fines add up and who they're going to add up against each individual that you're going to sue in their private capacity. And I'm going to be showing you how to sue, like, the governor. You see what I'm saying? So it's going to be, it's, the money's going to rack up real quick. All right. The next one I'm going into is 18 U.S.C. 1091. Genocide. Believe me, I have it in the suit where we're going to. Yeah, Wismore, I couldn't live without you today, so I decided to come on. I'm going to be on early. I'm going to leave early, but I decided to get on and rock with y'all. You know what I mean? All right. The information I couldn't go over yesterday, I was running out of time in a seminar, you know, and I like to complete things, you know what I mean? Run it over to y'all. But I'm reading from 18 U.S.C. 1091, genocide. Number A, basic offense. Whoever, whether in time of peace or time of war, and with specific intent to destroy in whole or in substantial part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, as such, kills members of that group, causes serious bodily injury to the members of that group. Number three, causes permanent impairment and mental faculties of members of that group through drugs, torture, or similar techniques. Number four, subjects the group to conditions of life that are intended to cause physical destruction of the group in whole or in part. Number five, imposes measures intended to prevent births within the group. Now, I didn't broke this down to y'all a long time ago, how they are using eugenics. We can make this case fit with no problem. Number six, transfer by force children of a group to another, a.k.a. child support, shall be punished as provided in subsection B. B, punishment for basic offense. The punishment for the offense under subsection A is, number one, in case of the offense under subsection A1, where death results by death or imprisonment of life and the fine not more than $1 million or both. And two, a fine not more than $1 million and imprisonment for not more than 20 years or both in any other case. Incitement offense. Whoever, number C, whoever directly publicly incites another to violate subsection A shall be fined not more than $500,000 or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. D, attempt of conspiracy. Like, I'll give you an example of a conspiracy. Okay, you driving, you got your injunction, and these motherfuckers give you a ticket, even though they know you on the do not detain list. Of course, you know they halfway obeyed it because you didn't have no plates or you didn't have the proper registration on your car. Many people called in and told me this has happened to them, right? I'm like, motherfucker, they violated. We even went, by the time it's time to go to court, we find out there's no real ticket in the court system. But they still violated you by giving you that shit. And it was a conspiracy. Why? Because the clerk went along with it. The judge went along with it. The judge above him went along with it. All that is them conspiring to get money out of you, which is your labor. So that's conspiracy, y'all. The municipalities are conspiring to make y'all slaves and take your labor through taking the FRNs from you. And fucking impound it. All of that is conspiracy. I went over that in the seminar yesterday. Like I said, that shit was a doozy. But let me go on. E, jurisdiction. There is jurisdiction over the offense described in subsection A, C, and D. If, number one, the offense is committed in whole or in part within the United States, or two, regardless of where the offense was committed, the alleged offender is A, a national of the United States, as a term defined in Section 101 of the Immigration Act, 8 U.S.C. 1101, and B, an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence in the United States as a term defined in Section 101 of the Immigration Nationality Act, and C, a stateless person whose habitual residence in the United States, or D, in the United States. Now, you know, so-called black people were really Moors. When you call yourself black, you are number C, a stateless person whose habitual residence is in the United States. Just to let y'all know. F, non-applicability of certain limitations. Notwithstanding Section 3282, in the case of the offense under this section, an indictment may be found or information instituted at any time without limitation. Now, of course, when I'm bringing all this shit up, I'm going to use the public law. I'm not going to use this code. And the public law is 114-38. I'm going to bring up the next one that gives you the amounts to sue these people for. Misprison. All right, let me put it in the chat. I hope y'all are taking them down and y'all writing them down so y'all can go and read this shit over again. Even though when I make the template, you're going to see how it applies and where it applies and how the money, I added up all the money that you're going to be suing the governor and all these motherfuckers over when they violate your injunction. All right? So it's 18 U.S.C. 4, misprison of felony. Whoever having knowledge of actual commission of a felony cognizable by the court of the United States conceals and does not, as soon as possible, make known the same to some judge or other person in a civil military authority under the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Now, you know who you use this against? All right, the clerk, that's in your court case. All right, the bailiff, the sheriff, that's in the court when these motherfuckers is trying to lock you up or did lock you up in court under color of law. All right? Yeah, we going after a goddamn body. As I was telling them in the seminar that I'm going to be doing and teaching y'all how to do, and these goddamn going case, you're going to shut down the state itself. You're going to shut down the whole damn state because you're taking out all the officers of that corporation called the state of in one lawsuit and their wives too. Now, the next one y'all already know because we gave y'all the color of law form, which is 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against rights. All right? And they be doing this. I can break down how they kidnapping you and all this shit because they're actually, when they break the Constitution, the law reads this way, that when they break the Constitution, they are now impersonating an officer in disguise. They're not really a damn officer. So when they locking you up and all that, they're actually kidnapping you. But let me read this real quick. It says, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise and enjoyment of any right privilege secured to him by the Constitution. See? That's what I'm trying to tell you. They can't break the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise, see, that's what I'm talking about. If they're breaking the Constitution, they're in disguise on the highway. See what I'm saying? And they broke the Constitution if they didn't have probable cause. Now, according to the Constitution, what is probable cause is Wismore went to the cops, made a complaint, did an affidavit. Through that affidavit, they got probable cause. Now, they go get a warrant, and Wismore tells them, yo, he'd be down the street in this bar called the Factory. He'd be there every day around 6:30. He drives a black Bentley. See? So in the warrant, they're going to say they're going to search the black Bentley. They're going to search the Factory, and they're looking for who? Jonah John Scott. That's how it's supposed to work. When they just pull you over on the side of the road, they don't have probable cause, y'all. There's no complaint. The complaint has to be from someone who's living, a real person, not a corporation. So therefore, they're in disguise on the highway. They're not in their official capacity. That shit is outside of the Constitution. Because the Constitution, hold on, let me pull up the Constitution real quick. And show you exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all know, y'all heard me say this shit all the time, but I'm going to pull it right out of the Constitution just to make sure. 1877, Georgia Constitution, we're going down to Section 4 and Paragraph 2. Legislative acts in violation of this Constitution or the Constitution of the United States are void, and the judiciary shall declare them. That means nothing that they doing is Constitution, and it's all void. So therefore, they are, as I'm reading in 241, there is a person that went into disguise on the highway and on the premises of another with the intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise and enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution. They shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and if death results from the acts committed in the violation of this section or in such acts included kidnapping or the attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or the attempt to commit a grave sexual abuse or attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Yeah. Death for violating the Constitution. This ain't Jonah saying it. I'm not talking no patriot shit. This is their code, 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against rights, violations of the Constitution, right? Okay, now we're going to go into the next one. The next one is 18 U.S.C. 242. So see how these? And this is all in the color of law form that you sent along with your injunction. And I gave you the fines. Now, all these fines for what they're doing in 18 U.S.C. 242, 241, all of this is either $1 million or $500,000 for them doing that. More money, more money, more money. We about to get paid, y'all. I don't see no fucking body else to y'all this shit, man. That's real motherfucking talk. Hindsight Radio doing that. You know what I mean? The Law College. You're dropping that knowledge. You know what I mean? All right, 18 U.S.C. 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Right? This is why I wanted you to send it the color law form that we did for y'all off with your injunction. Because a long time ago, and told them they better not do this shit to you. But let me read this shit. Whoever under color law, statute, ordinance, regulation, see, they just told you. Color law is the statutes, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or the laws of the United States. See, I told y'all we have all these protections in the Constitution, and these niggas that made statute, ordinances, and regulations to try to take away or try to charge you for your rights. We all got lawsuits against these niggas that we got to bring. They've been doing it to you ever since you've been here on the planet, living in America, or to different punishment, pains, and penalties on the account of such person being an alien or by reason of his color or race, then are prescribed for the punishment of citizens shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or in such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of dangerous weapons, explosive, fire shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or in such an act include kidnapping or the attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or attempt to kidnapping, or attempt to kidnap, or attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years, for life or both, and may be sentenced to death. That's how serious it is when they're breaking your motherfucking rights protected by the Constitution. Now let's talk about extortion, because these motherfuckers be extorting you. All right, I'm going to put that in. These are all the things we bring up in this suit that I'm going to show y'all how to do, whereas we're going to be charging them $1 million, $500,000 to $1 million on each offense, each person, right? Extortion, which is 18 U.S.C. Code 872, Public Law 114-38, says, whoever being an officer or an employee of the United States or any department or agency thereof, or representing himself to be or assuming to act as such under color or pretense of an office of employment commits or attempts an act of extortion. Do you know they're extorting you when they give you them damn fines, when they give you them tickets? That's extortion against your natural rights. Shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, but if the amount so extorted or demanded does not exceed $1,000, he shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. All right? So we going after the cops. We going after the clerk of court. We going after the judges. We going after the attorney general. We going after the daggone governor, all because of that injunction. But, you know, Jonah Bay don't know what the fuck he talking about. Jonah don't know what the fuck he talking about. My ass. You know what I mean? Y'all keep on listening to these whack-ass people on these radio stations that never motherfucking accomplish anything, can never show you proof of anything if y'all want. Y'all better be over there in hindsight learning this real shit, getting remedy. Yeah, we don't just talk about just debt collectors. We're going after every fucking body. But with that, I dropped what I wanted to drop today. I'm going to open up the call lines because this is a short show. Yeah, we talking about shutting down states with this lawsuit that I'm about to teach y'all, man. Y'all ain't going to learn it nowhere else, man. 973-641. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, J.J. Bay. How was the weekend seminar, Pam?
Oh, man, I had a nigga moment, but it was good, man. It was beautiful, man. I mean, some sucker-duck-ass nigga actually sent someone in there to harass me, Akeem, and Joey, and the whole nine. And I had to regulate, man. I told him to leave. He wouldn't leave, man. I told him I'd punch him in his fucking face.
Was he a Moor?
Yeah, he was Moorish. He was melanated.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Secret Service,
insane,
man.
That's
the secret agent, man.
About
the yo, it's,
secret agent,
it's crazy the way people try to sabotage what we're doing over here, man. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
They're trying to get you to implement that corpus electi, Tim. Can't do that.
Yeah, man. Man, I was so close to punching him in the face, man. As a matter of fact, it might be on the audio of the in the visual of the DVD when it comes out. You know, it might be there. I'm gonna try to cut it out. I'm gonna try to cut it out, man. You know.
It sounds to me like the ancestors gave you a forewarning with the first nigga moment.
For real. I'm like, yo, why? We ain't even really in this fiscal year a hot second, and I've had two nigga moments, man. That's why I played the nigga movement tonight. The first thing I played was Boondocks nigga movement.
Yeah, I heard
but,
that.
You know, I'm really trying to learn how to control it, you know, better. I want to be able to punch a nigga in the mouth and smile at him. You know what I mean? I was smiling. I never raised my voice and just hit him in the mouth. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to act up and cuss someone out first.
You know, that's why the Italians, do it. And I know we went over this, but you know that's why the Italians always have somebody to do it for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I was the closest one to him. Akeem was sitting right next to me, but I was the closest to him. And I had all I could stand, and I couldn't stand no more like I was Popeye.
That nigga had the spinach can ready.
For real.
Yo, so,
but I don't want to talk about that negativity no more.
Nah, not at all. This is gangster what you're talking about right now, you know what I'm saying? It sounds to me, let me clarify, that it pertains only to mainly pertains to those that are not
every
are
public officer, everyone who took an oath to defend and uphold that Constitution. Everyone
so these niggas are basically
who
tried
to
gambling
use
with their shit.
Statutes, codes, rules, and regulations to try to take away your natural rights and make you a 14th Amendment, that's who it's used against. Every last one of them. Now, and of course, it's only public servants. You can't use it against a third-party debt collector, a bank. Let me say this. I dropped a jewel in the seminar. Like California and several other states that I looked up their constitution said that they weren't supposed to have banks. The older constitution said they couldn't have banks. So let me ask you this.
Right.
If the Constitution said they ain't supposed to have banks, how did the bank loan you any money? So in that, for instance, you would be able to say that they violated your rights protected by the Constitution by trying to loan you some money that they never loaned you in the first place.
So at the end of the day, like you said, they all violate the Constitution, but all of these motherfuckers are subject in their life. They're subjecting their life to it because it takes is for one person to come along and know their rights and know what they could do.
Yep.
And you know,
and this is what I had stressed this weekend. I stressed that it's not good enough just to know your rights. You have to know how to defend it. The only rights you have is the ones you know how to defend. So now I got to teach y'all how to defend it. And now we got our rights back. Now we fucking with the Republic again. The only thing that stopped the Republic is us. Not knowing how to defend.
Absolutely. No, it's true. It's true because, you know, I've been changed a lot of stuff in my little town or whatever. And, you know, I was referring back to, you know, what you were saying by everything basically starts with the county and the people need to go to their board meetings if they don't be doing that, you know what I'm saying? But
we're gonna learn how to go back to them board meetings. We're gonna learn how the sheriffs are elected. We're gonna learn how the governor's elected. We're gonna definitely learn how the electoral college is elected. We're gonna start being active again.
This is my goal to teach us
how to be active again. On the local level and hold everyone accountable. Listen, motherfuckers, either y'all going to follow this Constitution or we going to bring your ass in the court and sue you for half a million and up.
Right. Right. And that's the name of the game, because this shit definitely needs to happen. You know, it's funny, too, because they got all of the shit that's supposed to happen. It says, I'm in Starbucks here in my little town or whatever. It says, in-house community self-care. The game got no board to be part of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? They take it upon themselves to do that only through the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely retarded because, you know, you got a whole bunch of people that pass through Starbucks every day that don't see, but then look at these bulletins or whatever, but they don't see no board meetings there. No board meetings
right
up there ever.
And I was telling people, every time that they're electing a sheriff, right, they take them little boards and put it in people's yards and hammer them in the people's yards. Now, I ask people, where do y'all think you vote for the sheriff? Where do you go to vote for the sheriff? And the simple truth is, every place that you vote for the so-called president for, in the schools,
yeah,
that's where you go vote.
Yeah, and you know, in New Jersey, the governor is appointed by, the sheriff is appointed by the governor, so at the end of the day, obviously, you know, it kind of sounds like the governor kind of shares responsibility with the sheriff, and it's just the decision
mm-hmm
that the sheriff makes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's that chain of command that everybody needs to know, that chain of command is very important.
Exactly.
You know,
holds the nigga above him responsible for everything he do.
Right. Yeah. Real talk.
Oh, you ain't acting right? You don't want to act right? Okay. Take that.
I'm going to holler at the governor on your ass. Well, I'm going to holler at
him. Yep. And if he doesn't do, if the governor don't do something to this dude, when you holler, then the governor goes into the suit, too. You setting them all up. And, hey, you got to shut down the whole damn city, the whole damn state.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah. That's how it has to be, you know what I'm saying? That's how it has to be. No,
hey,
tonight, though,
it ain't that you shut them down.
Insight.
They shut themselves down when they fail to follow their contract.
Right, you're right. But, you know, it's up to the people to shut them down when they do that.
Yep.
It's up to us. You know what I'm saying? It's up to us. So, you know.
Man, I guarantee you, we do this to one state, just one. All the other states is going to straighten up. A multi-billion dollar corporation, they don't want to ruin. Because, see, what you don't know is, for them to be the state of, the charter comes out of Washington, D.C., and they signed the oath to Washington, D.C., saying that they will follow the Constitution to the letter and not infringe on the rights of the people. So, when they do, the federal government has to open up an investigation and take their charter away. And when they take the charter, that means the whole state is shut down.
Right, and that's because the federal constitution is predicated. I mean, the state constitution is predicated on the federal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be, simply because they are nothing more than a subsidiary, you know, a franchise.
Mm-hmm. See, I tell people, it's just common sense, man. If you're going after the state, you can't sue the state in the state. They're never going to let you go anywhere with it. You have to be an outside person.
Yeah.
And I have all the laws that says that the federal government is the jurisdiction to take the state in for violating your constitutional rights. Don't worry. I got it all.
Right.
Thinking of a master plan. You know what I mean? That Rakim shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm really done for tonight, but I'm going to get two more people. Yo, peace. Wonderful talking to you all. I'm going to talk to two more people, then I'm out of here. Peace, girl.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 612-407. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. This is Aziz from Minnesota, Minneapolis.
What up, God?
Peace to the God. I got a question that's right on topic.
Okay.
I called you in about it before, but we didn't get a chance to touch on it that deep. That delegation of authority, because you're saying you got to talk to their big homie. So, like I told you, and I ain't never know about this. I've been dealing with law enforcement a long time as far as fighting cases, as best I know how. And I ain't never heard of the state delegating prosecutorial authority to private law firms. So I catch a case, and I'm calling the prosecutor office, and they're like, yo, so-and-so and associates. I'm like, okay, are you guys prosecuting for them? They like, yeah. Well, I'm like, can I hire you guys too? They like, yeah. So how you going to both defend me for an entity that's
prosecuting
me?
And you know that Constitution says there's a conflict of motherfucking interest. It can't be done.
Right. Okay, so now another question. This is all being able to fight this. You obviously have to be age of majority relative to,
of course,
Minnesota Rule 220.
Well, see,
authenticate,
let me say this.
Right?
They know, if remember what I read, it said even 14th Amendments can do this suit. They have privileges that has been
But you obviously recommend being in a higher state of spirit yourself before we take this fight.
Of course, I did.
Okay, I'm just saying, this is for public and private people. Well, I'm about to teach y'all, anyone can use.
Right, okay, but we obviously, the order of the day is to go private as soon as possible. Obviously. Okay.
The only way I'm going to teach it is teaching people how to do it privately.
Right.
I don't believe in that public shit.
All right, brother, I appreciate your time. I'm glad you made it back safe from the seminar. And, yeah, brother,
Thank you, brother.
Brother. We need you out here. Work on your temperament. Woosa. Woosa, Jones Bay.
Woosa. Woosa. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right. 602-396. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the guys. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great, man. You know,
I said,
Saturday was a little rough towards the end of the night. But, you know, we worked it out.
I hear that. Right. It's all good. We all had them moments every now and again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, them nigga moments, man. You know, according to the Boondocks, no one can resist the nigga moment.
Right. Basically, you answered my question on the last call, because I was wondering, could anybody do it? Or, you know what I mean, is it just for the injunction violation?
Oh, dog. I mean, like I said, it's for anyone, right? So even before you did the injunction, you could have did the suit as a regular 14.
Oh.
They're not allowed to do what they're doing, man.
Right.
Listen, man.
Right.
The 14th Amendment, I broke it down. Like, you know, the Supremacy Clause, right? Supremacy Clause says that the federal government is over the state. But let's talk common sense. Let's talk the chicken and the egg, right? What made the federal government? It was the 13 colonies. So you got to understand that the 13 colonies is above the federal government. Why? They have to be for the federal government to exist, right? So,
right, they're the original.
Exactly. So the United States Constitution could never be above Georgia's state constitution, because if it ever did, there'd be no federal government.
Right
now.
Okay.
You got to understand what the federal constitution put in there with the 14th Amendment went against the protection of the Georgia Constitution, especially the one I like to use, 1877, right? They could not go in contract with babies. So therefore, the 14th, the 13th, and 14th Amendment is special law. right? Now, I can also show you in the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, 8, and 9 protected you and gave you protected rights that the 13th and 14th Amendment of the same Constitution took away. So I'm telling you there's parts in the constitutions that are special law. But they'll claim and say that they can do it because that's just for corporations, that's not for the people. But you know and I know they're doing that to the people.
Exactly.
Every day. So yeah, we get their ass too. Because every constitution says anything that goes against the constitution is void. I read that to y'all earlier. Ain't no way around
exactly.
it.
Right. Now, I
now,
would think...
the bullshit is
it was,
the corporate constitution of the United States will tell you that if the state constitution says something contrary to the U.S. Constitution, they got to amend the state's constitution. Well, they can only do that to the states that came into the union after the creation of the federal. They can't do that to the original 13.
Hmm. That's why everybody else's state's constitution has a lot of amendments, but yours don't.
Mm-hmm. That's why it says the word without subsequent amendments. Feel me?
Right. Okay. Yep. Yep.
They can't change
I get you
the
not.
Original 13.
Right.
See, this one, I'm a constitutionalist, man. I break this constitution down, man. That's what I do.
Exactly. Exactly. Because it's like it's coming clear now. As I started listening to you and the way you're breaking it down, and start a lot of things starting to come together and make sense as to why it's happening that way.
Well, this is why the prophets told us to what? Enforce the Constitution, man. I'm not understanding why you got so many more science temples and none of them taught us how to enforce it. But it's just what the prophet said. He said it was going to be new Moors that wasn't even in the temple that would come and show people the way. I'm on the radio. I can't talk. Go.
What you think would happen if these suits went down around the same time statewide?
I leave it up to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, I said, what you think would happen if all these suits went around statewide around the same time?
We'd be back into the Republic tomorrow. And this is the time to do it because Trump will do what he needs to do.
Right. He been giving off so many little clues here and there, though. It's a wonder ain't nobody picked up on it.
He's getting rid of Obamacare. Why? Because it was totally unconstitutional. That's why he got to get rid of it, right? Because it had all types of shit embedded into the Obamacare Act. Like, for instance, if you don't get this is racketeering, my nigga. If you don't get this insurance, we're going to fine your ass and we're going to take your motherfucking tax return. Businesses that don't pick it up, you will be fined. Yo, that's extortion. See what I'm saying? It gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, so I bet you. Don't nobody look at it like that either.
Everything I've heard Trump say has been in harmony with the Constitution, man. I ain't got a problem with it. Thus far, everything he's trying to do. Now, don't act like I'm trying to endorse this motherfucker because you already know.
I feel exactly what you're saying. That's why I was saying he's been dropping a lot of little hints, and I'm like, well, damn, he got me confused. Is he a patriot or is he racist?
I told y'all before. He sound more like a fucking patriot, man.
He sound like one of us.
Right.
For real. But you got to understand, he's a businessman, and even he knows if the government gets more power, it's bad for business.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that was my question, man.
All right, that's what's up. All right, then, I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. I know it was a short show. But, yo, I ain't no damn Superman, man. I be getting tired.
No doubt, man.
I didn't say I was a damn
patriot.
I didn't say I'm a damn patriot. But when we're enforcing the Constitution, that's what it's called, y'all. That's what it's called. I'm sorry. It does sound a lot like sovereign citizen. But I'm talking about patriot as in the ancient sense of the word. You know, like when they were forming this country, so-called country in the first place. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
I told y'all, they changed definitions every 20 years in the dictionaries, man. So it depends on what, when you pulling the definition out of. This is why they have different Black Laws Dictionary. Every Black Laws Dictionary covers about 50 to 100 years. Right? So that's why you have black 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Brings you up into the 19th century. A lot of people don't know that. So if I'm reading something from the 1700s, I got to go get a 1700 dictionary. That means I'm going to be using black second, third edition
right.
for the 1700s.
Right.
Now, most people are fucking up. They using motherfucking black fifth. For everything. No, it doesn't apply to shit older. You know what I mean? See?
Right.
Niggas ain't gonna tell y'all that. Jonah Bay gonna tell you that. Alright, with
exactly
that being said, man, hope y'all enjoyed the show. It was a short one, but if y'all really go back and listen to the information, man, I filled it with nothing but that hotness in the whole nine. So, with that being said, we the fuck up out of here, man. I'm going to get some damn sleep. You know what I mean? Many men wish death on me. 50 Cent, we out.